You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, this is Chip with the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for December 22nd. And to all of you at home, a Merry Christmas. It was Paul Cornell's December 19 blog entry about cricket that helped me realize why I've been incommunicado and, to use Amy Pond's phrase, Mr. Grumpy Face for the last several days. Paul has said here and there that his favorite doctor is always the next one, and I've sort of nodded and moved on, but he said a similar thing about his passion for cricket, and I got it. He said, "I think the moment that one becomes a fan is the moment when one starts to welcome the appearance of new players, rather than resent the fact that you'd been following a team and now they're changing it." And I said, "Oh." One of the downsides of having so many friends provide guest reviews of Doctor Who Series 5 on 2MTL was that I didn't give myself enough of a voice, but if you read between the lines and followed me to other podcasts, you may have guessed that I didn't enjoy Series 5 as much as Series 1 through 4. And you'd be right. I did like it quite a bit. Matt Smith is brilliant, the plots tended to be meaty, and Stephen Moffat wasn't afraid of being mad and bold. But there was, is, stuff that I do miss from the old team. More complex characterization and relational drama, the brighter cinematography, David Tennant. And there are days when I'm catching up on Twitter and people are gleeful about Series 5 and gleeful that it was Tennant's time to go, and it was, don't get me wrong, and I start turning into one of those people. You know, like some of those classic Who fans when Series 1 started exploding in the ratings. One of those people who say, in the words of the Diesel Sweeties webcomic, "Nothing is any good if other people like it." Which isn't fair to the show or its makers, honestly. Excessive attachment was the 10th Doctor's fatal character flaw, and excessive attachment to the past can be a problem for a Doctor Who fan, because it's the nature of this show to evolve past the point of your Doctor. I can't grouse about Moffat's statements that the Doctor's rubbish with girls and how that's inconsistent with the flirtatious 9th and 10th Doctors, or the 3rd Doctor who is simply too cool for romance. Moffat's almost obligated to reject the tropes of the past because Doctor Who demands constant change. But is Paul Cornell right about the meaning of being a fan? Well, yes, as long as you don't take it too far. When I go to the Gallifrey One convention in February, I'll be in the presence of some fans who always move forward embracing everything that's new. But Galley is a gathering of the tribe, and of tribes plural. The unit fans, the Torchwood slashers, the so-called Tennant fangirls, the people who draw tighter circles around their fandoms, and who don't feel pressured to own the latest iteration of Doctor Who any more than the so-called Tennant haters felt pressured to own Series 4. And maybe if I ignore the calls to forget the immediate past, and if I treasure what I loved about RTD episodes without clinging to them like a child's blanket, then maybe I can approach this Saturday's Christmas special with a little less Scrooge in my system. Which I think I can. And that's your 22nd of December 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. You can find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes, where you can leave a review if you're so inclined. Follow me on Twitter or Facebook. Go to facebook.com or twitter.com/2MinuteTimeLord. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back as soon as I can after the BBC America airing of Doctor Who, A Christmas Carol.